What's good, y'all? I'm your host, Loni B. Please be sure to click the link in the description as it has all the ways to keep up with us and our latest merch. Now, I'm about to get loud as a mother. First things first, happy Thanksgiving. I hope you guys are well and enjoying your family and eating good. I am slightly under the weather, so excuse my voice. I was going to do like a Thanksgiving episode as well as my granddad's episode, but his birthday does literally fall on Thanksgiving this year. So I'm like, it's not even a better time to say happy birthday to him, honestly. So join me in wishing my pawpaw a happy birthday. So when I say a person that I can truly be thankful for and grateful for, it is my granddad, because he was the definition of a granddad. Rest in peace, Papa. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, that, don't care what your parents talking about. I'm going to give you all this candy. I'm going to give you some money in your hand. I'm going to pick you up. I'm like, just everything bottled up in one. He used to have a room with just popsicles, and I only seen this room one time, I'm not kidding, and all my cousins were in there and just getting popsicles, I'm not kidding, it was like a ice cream truck in that room. And after that day, I had never seen no popsicles in there no more. Like, not full of popsicles, like it was just in a regular freezer. And I always just wonder, like, what happened to the popsicles? What happened to the ice cream sandwiches? Like, they must have just did too much that one day, and he was sick of them, and he said, I ain't doing that no more. And I only got to experience that one time. I swear, I always from then just wonder, like, what is behind that door? What's in there now? If you told him you like something, then please know that you were going to get it in abundance. Like, don't say you like something. You gonna get it forever, okay? I always think about, like, where I get certain personality traits from. And I'm being honest, I think I might get my little mean streak from my granddad, because like, he was quick as a whip with it. Like, is you gonna get this work and then stop talking to me, and then tomorrow I'm cool. Like, I don't even got no bad blood with you. You the one who over there taking it to heart. We good. I just need to let you know you tripping. Now leave me alone. Tomorrow a different day, and we'll see where we at then. Because it's like, I can hold a grudge, but it'd be strictly based off of, like, me standing on business on certain things. Like, I'm just, you're not about to just do me in a bunch of times and I accept that. But, like, just a little argument, like, that'll never just make me not be cool with you. My favorite memory, probably not even my favorite or even the best, but it's one that comes to mind, and since the statute of limitations has run out, I can tell the story. Now, I'm not going to tell y'all how old I was, but I wasn't of legal drinking age by a smidget, all right? And I'm telling you, it was New Year's Day, or whatever, New Year's Eve, rather, when I was drinking. I was drinking blue, not blue face, bumpy face gin at this young age, this tender age, y'all. Bumpy face gin, grapefruit juice, Boone's Farm, Blue Boone's, what's that, blue coconut, I think? Boone's Farm. I'm finna start getting sick thinking about it. And, brought the new year in with Cook's champagne. Y'all, I was lit. It was no reason for me to even be this lit. And not even lit, though. That's the funny thing. Like, I wasn't even nothing until the next day. Next day, so this had to be, New Year's Eve had to be a Friday. Every Saturday, my granddad would take the grandkids to McDonald's if we were all there. Go to McDonald's and y'all, I lose my entire breakfast on McDonald's floor. And my granddad is thinking that McDonald's made me sick, that McDonald's food poisoned me. He had no idea that I was wasted. And so it's just funny. He's like, hey, going back, nobody ever told him, like, nah, that wasn't McDonald's. Like, I just ruined the whole McDonald's breakfast for the rest of our lives after that. Because nobody told him, like, nah, she's drunk or whatever. It wasn't even, I really don't think that it would have been, like, him saying anything. It would have just been, like, but for some reason, we did not say anything and just went on to, yeah, McDonald's food poisoned me. We didn't ever, like, tell McDonald's that or nothing either. It just, that's just what the story remained. And, yeah, that happened. But I have so many, like, inebriated stories. What is up with that? I'm gonna try to get y'all a sober story next. I'm gonna try. But yeah, in the spirit of keeping this short, happy birthday, Pawpaw. Rest in heaven. And I love you. I appreciate everything that you did for me in your long life here. Y'all, my granddaddy was literally, I would always say my granddaddy the oldest person I know. Like, he was just the oldest person I knew because we are literally 70 years apart. And so I always thought that that was super cool because to be able to have a great relationship with a grandparent and you're 70 years apart. Like, and I think all of his grandkids had that experience of, like, this is granddad. Like, he is not finna sit up here and be like, his legs hurt, he's sad, he finna get up, be with his grandkids and get it cracking. So that's always been, like, a special thing to me in general. So yeah, happy birthday. Love you, miss you, appreciate you, and happy Thanksgiving to y'all. Before I get out of here, don't forget to subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on and to check out our merch by clicking the link in the description. Thank you so much for listening and letting me get loud as a motherfucker.